There's a very specific feeling behind the new album from the British singer, dancer, and actor FKA Twigs. A feeling first inspired by the underground rave scene in Prague, where she spent the summer of 2022 shooting a movie.
The feeling that culture was alive. No one has their phones out. Everybody's dancing. If something amazing happens, you don't film it, or you know it's just for the people there that really experience it.
It was a feeling so distinct that Twigs needed to invent a word to describe it. Eusexua.
It's pure presence. It's a moment of nothingness, or it's a moment before a really incredible idea. I've experienced eusexua when kissing someone I don't know very well, but that I really like. So it's this egoless presence, which is just filled with this kind of tingling clarity.
The album, which is out today, is also called Eusexua. When I sat down with FKA Twigs earlier this week, I started by asking about that pivotal summer in Prague. You've had this very transformative, meaningful experience there. What was it about that time in your life that made you so open to that, that allowed you to receive that and then to translate it into the new music that we're hearing from you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd had a lot of difficult times personally in so many aspects of my life. Like, so many things had just come and tied in a knot. And to compound that, I was struggling with the world around me because we just come out of COVID, and it was a time where everyone had become so focused on being online and the idea of being, I guess, perceived. So I don't know, like, I was just like, I just wanted something real, and I wanted something imperfect that was perfect, actually.
I want to ask you, I've had the opportunity to listen to this album from start to finish a number of times, and I want to ask you about a song that I keep coming back to, and that is the song Keep It, Hold It. I love it. I feel like as I listen to it, it feels sort of like this internal rallying cry, and I'd love to know the story behind the song.
Well, it's a song that I wrote with Corliss, who is the main producer on the record, and it's actually the song that started the whole journey, and it was a jam. What have I got to do? Just keep it walking, hold it close. In the beginning, it sounded almost like an Ethiopian jazz song, and this off-kilter rhythm, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then he was almost in such a playful way, he just dropped this crazy beat, and at the same time, I started screaming that bit in the middle. It was a difficult time for me then because I think I was just wrestling with a lot of secrets and feeling very stifled in my life about telling the truth. So when I first made the song, it was saying keep it and hold it, like don't tell the truth, because if you tell the truth about what's going on, then something bad could happen. Mm. And then when I went to finish the song, the meaning had changed for me, and it was keep it and hold it, the light inside my chest. It changed. Songs do that. It's a light inside my chest, protect it, keep it, hold it, keep it, hold it.
In that song, you take your voice to some different places. There's almost like a sort of punk sound to it. I wonder, did the freedom and the experimental nature of this project change at all how you approach singing?
Well, no, not really. More, this is a project that really combines everything. It's really interesting because I started singing in punk bands, and then for my actual job I was singing at The Box in London in my early 20s. I was the house singer there, so I was singing very late and a lot of big kind of jazz standards and ballads, and I was going through a time where I'd had laryngitis and I'd been sick for 4 months. I just couldn't get my voice back. And that's where the Twigs sound started. So if you listen to like EP1, EP2, all I had was this airy high voice. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, how am I going to find my voice again? And then when Eusexua came, I was like, oh, finally something where everything can fit together. Like I can sing loud and use my punk voice, and then I can sing opera and then sing Wild Woman, like at the end of Striptease. It's like, I really think of that. It's like you're standing on like the edge of a mountain, and it's like this like woman's cry. So I don't think I've found any voice. I think that I have included all my voices at last.
I know that you've also been exploring the creative outlet of Eusexua aside from music. Last year, you had a performance art piece running in London. It's called The 11, and I don't think that I would be able to do it justice in trying to explain it to our audience. So can you just describe that piece for listeners?
So The 11 is a movement and lifestyle method that I created along with Eusexua, and it concentrates on 11 aspects of life to make your life easier, more manageable, and more ready to experience Eusexua. So it's a movement meditation. So say, for example, if my intention was to not be on my phone, like not be on social media, I could do this movement meditation for 11 minutes in the morning to infuse my day with my intention. So I think the 11 is a way of self-contracting and holding yourself accountable to doing those things and to making those improvements. And it's a real tangible way of keeping track of yourself.
I'm really fascinated by the physicality of it and the way that it kind of ties into your relationship with your own body. And it made me wonder, how has your relationship with your body changed over the last few years, and how does Eusexua fit into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's changed so much. I've been dancing since I was 7 or 8, and I've been professional since I was 12 years old. I have been dancing, looking at myself in the mirror, you know, judging, improving. My body's been in so much pain. I've had chronic pain for the past few years, and I've had to do so much work on that, and I feel like it's an actually a good place. I feel good. I feel like I've taken control of something and I've changed it.
I want to look forward a little bit if we can. You have your new album. You've just announced the Eusexua tour, and I think no one will be surprised to know that you are going to bring it back to Prague, where the inspiration came from. How do you feel about bringing that music back to the place where you had this transformative experience that you've described that really created this moment of understanding, this feeling for you?
I feel shy a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I feel a bit shy. More shy than even like New York or LA or London or something. But it just felt really important for me to go and like honor what that place gave me. And like, I want to be able to share what I've created off the back of having an experience and being welcomed into their culture so deeply a few years ago.
Twigs, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with FKA Twigs. Her new album is called Eusexua.